Well, after being defined for about 40 years by its legendary host, Garrison Keillor, the next iteration of A Prairie Home Companion debuts this Saturday night. Mandolinist Chris Thiele replaces Keillor as the host of the program, which airs at 6 p.m. here on 90.5 FM. A couple of Michigan natives, one with close ties to Lansing, will be performing in the show. Dominic John Davis was the bass player for the acclaimed Lansing-based roots band Steppin' In It. Today, from his base in Nashville, Davis plays bass with Detroit native Jack White and in many other projects. Their latest project is Jack White Acoustic Recordings. Yesterday, Dominic Davis joined me by phone. Ahead of Saturday night's Prairie Home Companion performance in St. Paul, I asked him what it's like knowing he's helped launch the next iteration of the renowned program.
Well, it means a lot to me just because I've listened to the show for so long. You know, I've always was one foot in the folk world. And so I was a huge fan of Greg Brown for a long time, and he was a resident songwriter and musical guest there all the time. And my wife's parents, you know, she talks about them waltzing in the kitchen when she was really little to A Prairie Home. You know?
Yeah.
So it means a lot. And knowing Chris is taking it over and launching it anew, it feels really good to just kind of help the transition. So
you're on a first-name basis with Chris Thiele, the new host?
Yeah, well, we've done a few shows with him. I think he's closer with Jack than with us. But we did one of those Coen brother movies, Inside Llewelyn Davis.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, we did a, you know, for every one of those movies, they have a concert that T-Bone Burnett hosts. And so we did one with actually Lake Street Dive, and Chris and the Punch Brothers were there and a whole bunch of people. And so that was sort of our first encounter with them. So, which is interesting, because Lake Street Dive is going to be the other musical guest.
Yes, yes, they are this Saturday night.
Yeah. So it's interesting, though, knowing the show so well and not knowing what to expect, because I'm pretty sure a lot of the bits are not going to be continuing anymore, because they're kind of impossible to do without Garrison.
I know Jack's probably best known for rock, but he's also really intense about folk and acoustic music. In a way, he's a perfect fit for Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah, that's one thing people don't realize. Like, this album, this acoustic compilation, it's got acoustic songs from all of his records. I mean, you could almost say half of all of his records from the beginning have been acoustic. And I, you know, we grew up together, so I know sort of what we were raised on. There was a lot of classic rock and things, but there was also a lot of folk music, a lot of Canadian folk, and just, you know, anybody that loves Bob Dylan as much as we do, you can't help but kind of dig back and...
Describe the music you've been making most recently with Jack, and generally talk to us about what it's like to work with him.
Well, we finished a tour in 2015, and Jack announced he was going to take a long break from touring. And then we launched an acoustic tour where we were going to play the five remaining states he'd never played. But we didn't tell anybody what those were. and we announced the day of, and it was Alaska and... Idaho, you know, all these kind of middle-of-nowhere places.
Yeah.
But that tour was an acoustic band with just four band members and four ribbon mics. So completely acoustic, nobody even plugging into anything and no stage monitors, just like, you know, the way Hank Williams would have done it in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of pre-PA sound system almost. And so this is the band that will be on that, on Prairie Home. So.
Mm.
And most recently, we've done records with, we did a single with Dwight Yoakam that came out not too long ago, and he's real interesting to work with. It's just very kind of last minute and letting things happen. And
let's listen to a bit of music from Jack White with our guest Dominic Davis on bass. This is called City Lights.
Jack works very last minute, so with City Lights, he knew he was making an acoustic compilation, and I think the day of called and said, I think this song needs something, you know. And so I think it was maybe 2 hours after I got the call to play on it, I'm playing on it, and that's kind of how things go, you know.
Pretty like, spontaneous.
Yeah, but in the same token, when we were teenagers, it was like the exact same thing. I've got a tape recorder, come over and play on a song, you know. So 20 years later, not much has really changed.
Now, you and Joshua and Steppin' in It tore it up at the Green Door in Lansing and many other venues over the years. Since moving to Nashville, Dominic, how often are you gigging with Josh?
Pretty often, you know, since he did his whole venture onto The Voice and all that, it was really fortunate for him in a lot of ways, but it was fortunate for me because it suddenly made coming back and playing shows with him and all the guys possible. So we're doing the show in Charlotte on Friday, and then the two weekends from now we're playing the Arc in Ann Arbor, the 21st and 22nd.
That's right.
So it's really great. It's really kind of cemented, you know, we moved here and I didn't know if I'd spend much time back in Michigan, and I've been back there quite a bit. We recorded his new album recently at Glenn Brown Studio in East Lansing, so it feels really good to be back there so often.
Let's listen to a little bit of you and Joshua here. This is Always Going to Be There.
Yes, some doors close when the clock turns five. You can wake me up in the middle of the night. You won't need cash or credit when the van checks due. My window's always open and I'm always gonna be here for you.
Your wife, Rachel, will also be on stage with you and Joshua at the Arc on these October 21st and 22nd shows. Describe her music for us.
Well, she grew up in a family folk band playing with her parents, playing clawhammer banjo and ukulele and guitars and things. So she came from that folk tradition with the Wheatland Music Festival in Hiawatha up in the UP. And actually, she was born in Lansing. So her folks were 10-pound fiddle members and went to all the contra dances and all that, you know, real sort of folk revivalists.
There are a slew of other musical projects that you're involved with. Let's talk about one of them, at least. You and Jack are collaborating on a project for PBS, as it turns out, with Robert Redford and T-Bone Burnett. What's that about?
Something called American Epic, where it's kind of a long story, but in the 20s, before electricity, the record industry was buying and selling records for people to play on these Victrolas, these wind-up record players. But with the advent of electricity came the advent of radio. Then suddenly wealthy people were no longer buying records because they had radios. So in the mid-20s, for the first time ever, record companies sent lathes, these portable lathes, down through the South to record basically poor people's music for poor people to consume. So for the first time ever, Mississippi John Hurt and, you know, Bessie Smith and Jimmy Rogers and all these folks that were common folks playing common folks music, it sort of changed the entire musical landscape because blues has influenced everything since and maybe wouldn't have been recorded and sold if it wasn't for radio to come along. So Jack got one of those lathes. It's an old Scully lathe. It's totally mechanical. You wind up this, like, coffee can of cement. It's very heavy, and it drives the turntable, and you cut right into it. And you have this one microphone. The lathe itself doesn't take electricity, but the microphone does. And you just kind of position yourself around, you know, like you heard tales of Robert Johnson in the hotel room or you know, Jimmy Rogers in Bristol. This is that machine.
Well, I'm flashing on that moment in the movie Jack was in, It Might Get Loud, where he basically creates a guitar on the porch of his farmhouse.
Exactly.
It was a really primitive kind of thing, but it's perfect Jack White, really, in a way.
Yeah, so they got 30 modern artists from hip-hop to, you know, Nas was on there, Willie Nelson and Merle, the Alabama Shakes played, Elton John, you know, all these folks came and recorded on this primitive machine, so you really have to cut a record and listen to it. And, oh, the vocals are too loud. Take a step back. Cut another record. The bass is too quiet. Take a step forward.
Wow.
You know, after about 8 of those, then you got the mix right. And it was really incredible. And we served as the house band. A lot of folks played on their own. But getting to play with Willie and getting to play with Taj Mahal and all these folks, you know, and all of them, this isn't lost on them, you know. Taj Mahal is such a huge Charlie Patton fan. And Charlie recorded on a machine just like this. So he really, you know, it's mind-blowing for anyone involved. So,
do you know when the program is going to make it to TV?
Yeah, they've pushed it a few times, so I think they're saying spring now. They did say October. It was going to be this month, but I'm pretty sure it's being pushed again. They've been touring, doing film festival screenings of it.
One last question before we let you go. I've never heard how Steppin' in It got its name. How did that happen?
I think we inherited the name from a earlier incarnation of the band. But Steppin' in It was a Herbie Hancock song off an album of his called Man Child. So we sort of inherited the name from an earlier incarnation of the band. So, and, you know, some of us maybe liked it or didn't like it over the years.
Dominic Davis has been our guest. He's the bass player for Jack White and many, many others. We've been speaking with him from Nashville right ahead of a couple of big performances. Saturday night, he joins Jack White on the next iteration, the next chapter of A Prairie Home Companion with host Chris Thiele. That can be heard, of course, here on 90.5 WKAR. And you can see Dominic and Joshua Davis at the Charlotte Performing Arts Center this Friday night ahead of the Prairie Home Companion appearance, and at the Arc in Ann Arbor, October 21st and 22nd, along with Dominic's wife, Rachel. Dominic Davis, great talking to you. Good luck.
Thank you, Mark. Goodbye, Michigan.